Online Podcast, May 23rd, 2005. Hello everyone, 短短的,point,point, welcome to my life. I'm in the kitchen. When was my last podcast? I forgot when was my last podcast, but oh yeah, it was my sort of bitter podcast about, I don't know if I came across really bitter and hurtful, well, you know, appeared that I was being hurt a whole lot. Maybe I did. It was regarding that whole drama. I dug it up because I found a website that that said that I'm stupid, but for saying a few things incorrectly on my previous shows. But I just want to let you know, if those who have been to my website, you probably read this already, that I have actually been in touch with the person who made that comment, and it was kind of let's just say we talked about it and we worked things out, and found out that this person, IU, has some good points to make, and I admit my errors and I swallow the pride, and we talk to things, and there's a lot of things that we do share in common. So I just want to let you know that that little drama that I was mentioning, it's all behind us, and so I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because I do want to bring up the fact that I did make a few mistakes from my laziness and my lack of wanting to do a whole lot of research before I do a show. But again, it's not a pride thing, it's really, a lot of times many of my shows are just me talking about things, and for instance, the show about, I guess when you say show, it make it sound like, oh my gosh, you have to do all this research, which sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, because it's just merely me talking and discussing about things. So yet again, I don't want to get away from the fact that I gave people the wrong information during that Malaysian Film Festival show. I just want to let you know that from now on, you better not trust me for all the facts. You might want to research about it too before you go out and tell anyone. If it is something that I know, and I'm only telling you from my perspective, my point of view, and not a concrete fact. So, that said, I still have to tell you, because, you know, audience listeners actually write in and tell me when I make a mistake. And I honestly truly appreciate that. It was the show, previous show was about how I responded to how I responded to being called bodoh or stupid. It's not quite, why is this person doing this? I don't know whether it came across as that way, but if it did, that is entirely not my intention, and I'm unloading the dishwasher as we speak so that I'm productive. I'm actually doing things. So what I wanted to tell you is the show was meant to show that, hey, it does hurt when, you know, when you're being called stupid, no matter how small the matter is. So that was my point of the show, and it wasn't meant to be critical, and it doesn't show that that person's evil or bad or anything, because sometimes we all say things that we don't sometimes consider about how it's going to be taken from the other side. Okay, enough of that sugar coating for myself. The point that I want to correct, the two corrections that I can think of. Now, if I do make any mistake in the future, I want you to just tell me about the mistake that I made. And then if I... After I get your email and I still make the mistake, then you can call me stupid or call me lazy for not doing the correction. But before you call me... Oh, I just spilled water all over myself. But before you call me stupid, and again, this is not to attack IU. I really like IU. I've had a few, many emails exchanged, and I really like her. What I'm trying to say is, I will not be offended if you send me an email with corrections that I've made. It is, you know, being called bottle is a little bit stinging. And it, again, it's not big. It's not a big deal, but it does hurt. Anyway, going back to my... Oh, I have to blow my nose, sorry. Going back to the point of the two mistakes that I've made that people pointed out. I'm sure there are more mistakes. Number one is Putri Gunung Ledang, the film that I discussed about, which means Princess Mount Ledang. And I think Henry talked about Gunung Ledang being in Malacca, which is not the case. And of course, I didn't even bother to check. Gunung Ledang is actually in Johor. Johor is the most southern state of Malaysia. And I know that that's a fact. That's a fact. That Johor is the most... It's the state that is... Close, it's at the, how do you say that, the most south, the southernmost state in Malaysia, whatever the hell you say that, it's the one on the very bottom, right before Singapore. So if you're not familiar with Malaysia, whip out your map or your Google, and you will be able to see your world atlas. You will be able to see that Johor is at the very, very tip. And we're talking about the peninsula. The peninsula is on the left side or the west side of the entire Malaysia, because Malaysia consists of two parts. The West Malaysia, Western Malaysia, which is the peninsula, and the Eastern Malaysia, which is Sabah and Sarawak on Borneo itself. Enough. So... it's on Johor. It's on the state of Johor instead of Malacca, like we told you so. Mistakenly told you so. But frankly, how many of you are gonna care? But a mistake is a mistake. And it is mine to make the correction. It's my responsibility to make the correction. And thank you. I do thank people who tell me when there's a mistake made. I do take criticisms. I just don't like name calling. Oh gee. So how many minutes have I wasted on this thing? Oh, okay, only 8 minutes, good. And the second mistake that I told you about was the one that I read from IU's website, is that Hang Tua. I know we went into the whole thing, the Hang thing, without thinking much. I just went straight into trying to interpret what Tua is. And Tua, T-U-A, means old. Tua, that's what I said it was. Hang Tua, Tua means old. But of course, it is T-U-A-H. It is Tua. Tua means luck or fortune, I think. Or something like that, yeah? So don't hold me on that, because I did study Malay, but it's been about 11 years since I touched Malay. Oh no, actually, when I was in 6 months, so about 13, 14 years. Oh, sorry, I didn't warn you that was going to blow my nose. That stupid allergy is really killing me. Oh, excuse me. And then my voice is just recovering. It's not completely back to normal yet. Hoi. So that is all said and done. I really like IU. We talked about things that we share in common. In fact, we came from the same town, and she's a very intelligent, smart, and articulate woman and young lady, I should say. And I wish her all the best if she's listening to the show, and with her decision making, she's having to make a really tough decision, kind of academically. So all the best, IU. And I'll put a link to her web blog also. Okay, issues. Move on to the next issue. Mental list. Launch mental list. Mental list number one. Checked. Mental list number two. What the hell is it? Mental list number two? I forgot. So I'm gonna unload more dishes. Hoi. Oh yeah. Thank you to people who wrote. I really, 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 really enjoy getting emails every once in a while from people all over the country and all over the world telling me that they are listening to the show. And I'll tell you why it means a lot to me. Because the show was created with the intention for only my relatives and my close friends, and it has kind of blossomed into this, hey girl, it's kind of blossomed into a show that people actually do run into and actually listen, and all the comments has been really positive and encouraging. So the latest listener who wrote in and made me really happy was David, I don't want to give him his last name, but David, I think R is his last name, initial. So you know who you are, you just wrote me a few days ago and telling me that you really enjoy listening to my show. I want to thank you very much for taking time to download the show. And I, even better, if you're subscribed to my show, then you don't have to do the physical download. And another point that I want to tell you is let me finish this thought first. So thank you, David, for... Ouch, I just touched my microphone. Thank you, David, for writing, and letting me know that you enjoy listening to my thoughts. My thinking out loud. Might be annoying to some people, but... it's probably entertaining to some people too. But there are so many podcasts out there, so if you're tired with mine, you can always go to others. Oh, which is a good time for me to play a promotion for one of my favorite shows called Lucky Bitch Radio. Now, I do talk to a few people. Some of my shows are listened mostly probably by gay people because my exposure, but my shows are so narrow, you know, it's catered to such a narrow target audience that it doesn't really get to a lot of people. And I don't do a lot of promotion myself. And many times my shows are linked from popular shows like Yeast Radio or on the iPodder.org directory or from Mr. Poos. What is that? Poos Radio. Archer Radio, and of course my favorite Lucky Bitch Radio. So because of that, most of my listeners are gay. Nothing wrong with that, that's actually kind of nice, but I do have some straight listeners, and I mean straight man listeners. I know straight girls listening to my show, but there are some straight men who listen to my show. And some of them have written to me and told me why they enjoy listening to my show. And part of the reason is it's because it's not just about me being gay. I understand there's nothing wrong about having a gay show, but my show is just not that type. It is about my life and my culture, and part of my culture is gay culture, so every once in a while you have that. And before I play the promo for Miss Wanda Wisdom, I just want to say, if you are listening to my show, and if you think that and if you've tried listening to Wanda Wisdom, or if you haven't tried Wanda Wisdom, I suggest that you go give her a try. Listen to a few of her shows. I don't want you to listen to the show and be completely turned off by it. Some people, like for me, for instance, if the gay culture is just too much for you, that same thing happens to me when I listen to a really straight show. Some people hate, a lot of gay people dislike the Dawn and Drew show. Now, I have listened to the Dawn and Drew show since the very, very beginning. And I have to say, I like the show. It's not the topic or issues that they're talking about, it's how entertaining their personalities are. So I really find that to be something that I can listen to. And another show that I was listening to, so don't get turned off by, Wanda Wisdom being too gay or too queeny. If you can see past that, you will find a very, very nice person behind the microphone. And she doesn't only have good things, good points to make, she's also very entertaining. So I just say, open your heart, listen without any judgment, listen to several shows. I would say try it out for a week. Just 5 shows, try it out for a week and see, see if it changes your mind. If it's still not your cup of tea, move on by all means. But I just strongly suggest that you listen to her show before passing any judgment. I strongly feel like sometimes I'm critical in that sense. I feel like certain shows are too straight. Well, there are certain shows that I do not even want to attempt listening to, like the skinny on sports thing, because sport is just not my thing, so I'm not gonna waste my time. And it's like going into a really, really straight bar, straight sports bar, and just like, ew. No offense to all the straight people out there. I know a lot of straight people. I live with a lot of work with a lot of straight people, but come on, there's this restaurant called, the name itself is funny, it's called Fuddruckers. Is it called Fuddruckers? Something like that. In Overland Park-ish area, in the Kansas City area. And my brother and I was hungry and we couldn't find a place, and finally found that place and said, okay, let's go. We walk in there, it was so straight, I just lost my appetite. It was just too much, so I walked out. So that feeling I totally understand for straight people who say, oh my gosh, this is too gay, too queeny. Listen past that. Give it a chance, And if you don't want to, you don't have to. I'm just saying, if you're ever interested in trying out a new show, you should give it a few shows, several shows, at least a couple of shows, if not one whole week, if it is a daily show. And so I urge you to do that for Wanda Wisdom, because I this is really honestly one of my favorite shows. Besides her great personality, she's got a lot of entertaining things to say and to talk about. And she is also very well-rounded, she's seen the world, she is exposed to many different cultures, and that's partly why I can relate to her. And if you haven't listened to her and you want to find a reason to listen to her, you can also check out a few of her shows so that you get to hear the promos that I made for her. So she's asked people to create theme songs for her show, And I just, you know, created one day, one morning. I just woke up with the idea, and during a crazy week, I you know, crunch out a couple of different versions for her, and she's very appreciative, and she's playing a lot. So if you want to listen to the theme song that I've made and just want to check her show out, you can go there. And now I'm going to play a promo that she made. It's really fun, and that would give you a little bit of an idea of the quality of her show. So take a listen to this promotion.
Do you find yourself up all night looking at inappropriate things on the internet?
Oh, yeah, midget porn. I love midget porn.
Do you find yourself repeatedly showing up late for work?
French fries do not make themselves. You need to be here on time every day.
Luckily for you, there's an answer. It's the Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call from One Wisdom at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Yeah, who is it?
Get the hell out of bed, you dirty whore.
That's right. Wake-up calls aren't just for hotel stays anymore. Now you, too, can get a personalized wake-up call from America's top podcasting drag queen, Wanda Wisdom of LuckyBitchRadio.com.
If you don't get your fat ass out of bed right now, Mary, I'm going to come over there and smack you silly.
It's Wanda Wisdom's Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call coming soon. Head over to LuckyBitchRadio.com for more details.
If you wouldn't have sat around on the internet all night looking at porn, I wouldn't have to call your sorry ass now, would I?
You've never had a drag queen get you up quite like this. Check it out over at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
All right, now I will put a link on my show. You can also just go to LuckyBitchRadio.com and click on the top left corner, sign up for the wake-up call that you just heard, the promotion. And I've already done that. So Mr. Poos was trying to see if he can get as many people sign up as possible for that day and see how Wanda Wisdom can handle calling everyone, because it is actually going to be Wanda Wisdom dialing the phone to everyone. It's not going to be a recorded message. But she said if it gets over too overwhelming, she might actually have some helpers. We'll see. I do want, though, if Wanda Wisdom, I don't think she listens to my show much. But if you're listening, Wanda, I want to let you know that I want you to call me. If you do have helpers, I want you to call me. Okay? So let's see how we're doing time-wise. 20 minutes. That's pretty good. Oh, my ear's itching. So I'm going to have to pause because my microphones are in my ears. I have to pause now because I have a really bad itch. Ooh, I have to pause. Okay, sorry about that. I'm not crazy. The microphone really is in my ears. I have those binaural microphones that, you know, get placed into my ears so that it would replicate the sound that is very similar to what I'm hearing. Oh gosh, I'm looking at the Best Buy catalog. Ooh, there's some hot guys in there. Okay, if you have the Best Buy catalog, it's called Invite Possibilities, Spring of 2005. Go grab it. Go grab it now. I'll, you know, pause your iPod and go grab it now. Okay, there's this little, oh man. Okay, that guy, right, holding up for that four people standing, being shrink-wrapped, those really punkish 80s people. Of course, that guy with the mohawk is also hot. The guy with the pink mohawk, you can only see partially of his face. But that guy, the guy in that blue shirt, in that Best Buy shirt, look at his butt. Ooh, he is hot. Look at his arm. Handsome face, too. Don't you think he's hot? Okay, what can I buy? There's always something that I can. I love Best Buy. I go to Best Buy a lot. Well, not as much as I used to. Oh, look at the iRivka. They have Eye River there too. I don't know why they are only selling the 899, 800 series there. So anyway, so I've talked about two things, and oh, there's one other thing that I want to talk to you about too. Vegemite. Is that that thing that I want to tell you? Oh, I need to do my, I need to load my laundry, I mean my dishwasher now. I was unloading it, now I'm loading it. So if you don't know who Richard Bluestein is, Richard Bluestein is the genius behind Madge Weinstein. He's the person who created the character Madge Weinstein, and doing all the work behind it. And he has he is the well, somebody sent him. He also has a website called Richard Bluestein does. He has a website called insanefilms.com, something like that. I'll put a link on my show again. Well, I hope I remember. So there's a link that you can go to, insanefilms.com, or just try insanefilms.com to see if you can get there. And he recorded a segment of, he recorded, he has video blogging. He said he has a video journal on insanefilms.com. And so he was playing a clip of him opening up a present or a package that one of Madge's listeners sent him. And of course, if you're familiar with Madge Weinstein, it's she is the host of Yeast Radio, yeastradio.com. Gee, I have to blow my nose again. I'm sorry. Okay, pause now. No, I meant you pause. Well, fast forward, whatever. So somebody actually sent him Vegemite from Australia, one of his Australian listeners, to one big jar of Vegemite. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. Oh, excuse me. I'm so jealous, Madge. I'm getting a big bottle of Vegemite. Let me look for my Vegemite here. My bottle is so small. But it really, and it's gonna last you forever, darling. It's not something that you can eat a whole lot with. But you know what? And so, okay, going back to the Vegemite thing. I couldn't find my... Who stole my Vegemite? I haven't had it for a while. So it is, you know, Vegemite is yeast extract. And of course, Richard doesn't know about it, and he was, you know, find that very exciting. Which is really cool, because, you know, Yeast Radio, and it's about, she said it's the same color, it's that orange, yellow, and what's it, red color, and just perfect. So, I just want to tell you that I actually grew up with Vegemite. I actually grew up with Marmite. Is it Marmite or Marmite? I don't remember. I think it's Marmite. And Marmite and the other one, Bravo. Bravo is, I don't know whether they're Australian or they're British, I'm not sure. But there is well, it's kind of popular in Asia, I'm not sure why. Because we're, you know, we're not too far from Australia. And so we have Braville. Braville is like a kind of beef extract. I don't know whether it's really yeast. I don't think it's yeast. I think it's beef based. And then they came out with Vegemite, which is the yeast based, and therefore it's vegetarian friendly. I don't like cleaning house. Oh, hi, girly. She just jumped up my kitty cat. That's your girl. jump up on this little half wall here to look at me doing my dishes. Oh, my darling. Say, young girl. Okay, I'm picky. Good girl. And, what was that? Oh, Vegemite. So, when I was young, we would actually make... This is kind of gross to some people, if you know what Vegemite is. I would make a whole mug of hot water. Like a coffee mug. I'll put hot water in it. And then I will take a spoonful, teaspoon, or sometimes a couple teaspoonful of Vegemite. And just dilute it in the hot water. And then that make... Oh, I just sound so... Hot water. And you just dilute it in the hot water. And then you drink it like a soup. It's actually very tasty. It's like a quick fix of a you know, beef stock kind of flavor. So... That's that. But my favorite way of eating... Now I really want to dig up my Vegemite because I'm hungry thinking about it. My favorite way of having Vegemite is taking your toast. You know, you make toast, make toast points, you know, cut them into half. And then you actually spread a moderately generous, I like a lot of butter, so I spread a lot of a generous amount of butter on my toast. Where's my Vegemite? Oh, here it is. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. Let me smell. Oh, it smells so good. I know people said it smells gross, but oh, it smells so good. Vegemite. Concentrated. Autolyzed. What's autolyzed? AUTOLYZED. Autolyzed yeast extract. Product of Australia. Okay. Oh, it's yummy. Girlie, do you want to sniff? Let my cat smell it. You want to sniff? Oh, she likes it. Oh, she likes it. Isn't that good, girlie? You want to lick? Oh my god, are you Australian? Are you Asian? Oh, she's like salivating. Oh my god, she's salivating. Do you like it, girlie? Doesn't that smell good? Do you and daddy make you a toast? Yum yum. Mmm, yum yum, isn't it? Good girl. That's daddy's girl. Oh my god, it smells so good. And so besides making soup, I also like to spread, make a toast, cut into half, toast points, spread it with butter, and then spread a layer of Vegemite over it. It is so good. Let me see if I have bread. That's what I'm going to have for lunch today. I have milk, so I have that with milk. I have some bread. Okay, good. So I'm going to be making toast. Vegemite toast in honor of Madge Weinstein. Da-da-da-da. Girlie, isn't that good? So I'm gonna have that for lunch, and I will probably, you know what, I'll probably do another show, a studio show of some sort, when I do my laundry, because I need to do my laundry. Thank you again for listening, and I'm going to walk away from my refrigerator because you can hear the refrigerator hum and buzz and talk. I'm walking into my living room. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Thank you so much for subscribing, and please stay subscribed. And please write me if you're a new listener or if you have been listening to the show for a while and haven't written me. Please do so. Send your email to online@gmail.com or visit my website for more information, ways of calling me or send me email or just leave comments on the show. To go there, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. That's onlinepodcast.com, and you will be able to get to my site that way. And you can also leave me a voicemail comment at 206-888-JOHN. For you Madge Weinstein, existing Madge Weinstein's listeners, it is very easy to remember because this is the same number as Madge's number, only it ends with my name, John, instead of Madge Jr. If you listen to our show, you know what I mean. So, 206-888-JOHN, and send me your message. And also for people who are not using the iPodder software to download your shows, I suggest you go over to iPodder.org, or actually call me or email me. I will actually tell you what to do. I can only give you some general information because it really depends on what kind of iPodder, what kind of operating system you want. All the information is on iPodder.org. So to make it into a short introduction for you to check out more about iPodder software is that instead of going to the feed or the site every day for you to check out if there's a new show, or if you, and then you, you know, right click it or download the link, instead of doing that, if you have iPodder software, if you haven't already known about this or you haven't tried it yet, you should, because it makes the whole process really easy for you. Say if you have a software, all you have to do is find out their subscription feed, their, which is their RSS feed, the really simple syndication. Most files end with .xml, not all the time, because they, you might be getting it from FeedBurner, so that doesn't show you. I don't want to go into too much detail, but so you have the RSS feed, as long as you can find where the RSS feed, and most sites would tell you you want to subscribe to this, or syndicate is another word. You want to syndicate this, really simple syndication, which is RSS. You can then click it, or right click it, or control click on Apple, and say copy the link, and then your link, that link to the RSS feed, with that, you need that link to paste it into your iPodder's application. That is the only technical, that's the only tough part that you have to do, is to type in, or you, not type in, but paste your RSS feed into your iPodder software. That's the only technical part that you have to do. And then you, once you have the information on there, depending on which iPodder client you're using, you will be able to set it automatically download any new show, so you don't have to watch out for a new show. It will come to you. It will, you know, send straight to your iTunes, and the next time you connect to your your MP3 player or your iPod. I know for iPod it's automatic. I'm not sure about how the other ones work, but you will be able to then directly get new shows straight into your iPod the next time you sync your iPod to listen to it. So if you, I know I've gone too far about this, that's why I didn't want to start, but I did. So that's about it, and I will talk to you more about it if you're interested. In a short sentence, which I should have done, is that if you want to listen to shows without having to go to their website to see if they have a new show, there are software out there. In fact, we prefer that you do that. Have you used the software, put the link in there, it will automatically download the show and put that show into your MP3 device. Make it really simple and easy. And so if you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that. If you want more information, please email me online@gmail.com. And if you listen to other shows, you can email them. I'm sure they will guide you, point you to the right direction also. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. I would like to especially thank those who have written an email to me or send me voicemail. I will talk to you on another show. Please take care and don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.